It's easy to fill that milk bottle.
What could you get stung by?
Oh, you'll get stung by yellow jackets, hornets, or wasps, or bumblebees. We got piles of bees here.
Yeah, you still get stung by them.
And honeybees, I've been stung by them when I was trying to rob a wild bee tree. See, we have wild honeybees, and they go into a tree and they'll make honey. That's back when I was a boy. A lot of people had a few hives of bees, four or five, about everybody had four or five hives of bees to make honey for them. But every now and then somebody would go in the woods and find a wild tree. And then they'd go in there and saw that tree down and rob that, get that honey out of there, and then get them bees and put them in a hive and bring them home. Then you got your hive of bees there, and you can go out there and rob your hive of bees and get your honey out of it. You take sugar for something you had to buy, because you know you didn't have no way of refining sugar. So people back way back there lived off the land. That's what they did. They lived off the land, and they lived and they done with what they had to do with. In other words, they used a lot of syrup for sweetening. Now, you take my mama, she made, I don't reckon, maybe you probably never heard of it, but she'd make one of the best pies you ever saw out of syrup. And it was called a syrup pie. But that's all she had to make a pie out of, and she made a pie now for Sunday dinner, and it was made out of syrup, and it was called a syrup pie. And same way with cake. She'd make a syrup cake, and it was sweetened with syrup, and she'd put a little bit of ginger in this here syrup cake, and that was delicious. It would, or I thought it was, and I still like it. You take that and a good glass of milk, and a big old hunk of that there cake, and that was good. That was good eating. If you didn't eat that, you'd have to be sick. All right, now see they was utilizing, because it had syrup. We made our own syrup. Everybody made syrup. Everybody had their meat. Everybody had their vegetables. And we didn't want for a whole lot. We had to buy flour and sugar. But that's just about it. And our cornmeal, well, it was ground right there. An old fella had an old mill there that he ground by hand, but he'd grind you meal for a percentage. So a lot of people eat a lot of cornbread. We eat a lot of cornbread. And I still like cornbread. In fact, we had cornbread for dinner today. Mom made cornbread today.
You take the corn down there to get them to grind it. What would you call that now?
Well, we'd carry a bushel down there, maybe carry a couple of bushels, and have a bushel made into meal and a bushel made into grits. You see, and you could, he could, this old fella, he grind it, most of the time he'd grind it coarse, because it was easier to grind coarse than it is to grind the grits fine. But anyway, you have to shell it off the cob, see. And we'd sit down there at night and we'd shell corn, the whole family, everybody, shelling corn.
Did you store the corn after you
shell
it, or before, if
you were going to store it? Well, are we going to store it for feed purposes? Well, we just put it in the barn as we broke it off of the broke the ear off of the stalk, and let's leave the shuck right on it, the corn shuck, and that's, we just pile it back there in a bin.